From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. 26 dead in mass shooting. A man who was dishonorably discharged from the U.S. Air Force opened fire on a church near San Antonio, Texas, killing 26 worshipers and wounding at least 20. According to Texas public safety official Freeman Martin, that the gunman, later identified as Devin P. Kelly, was described as a young white male dressed in black and wearing a bulletproof vest. He first opened fire with an assault rifle outside the First Baptist Church and continued shooting after going inside. Attempting his escape from the church, Kelly exchanged gunfire with a man who then sought out local resident Johnny Langendorf so they could give chase.
The gentleman in the with the rifle came to my truck as the shooter took off and said that we had to get him, and so that's what I did.
Kelly would crash his vehicle to be found dead moments later, according to Freeman Martin, dead of a bullet wound to the head.
At this time, we don't know if it was a self-inflicted gunshot wound or if he was shot by our local resident.
There is no clue so far as to his motive. Sunday's Texas shooting follows a mass killing in Las Vegas on October 1st that took 58 lives. Mexican police have detained a polygamous cult leader wanted in the U.S. on charges of pedophilia and who's suspect in the murder of three U.S. citizens in Mexico. Orson William Black Jr. was arrested in the Mexican border state of Chihuahua along with his four wives and 22 other people in a joint operation with the U.S. Federal Bureau of Investigation. About 100 police officers swooped down on three houses and two ranches where Black and his followers were living. The arrests followed an investigation into the September 10th murder of three U.S. citizens in the region, ages 15, 19, and 23. This is VOA News. President Trump is in Japan on a two-week Asia visit. He is pushing aggressively to get all Asian leaders to agree to pursue ending North Korea's missile and nuclear programs. He spoke today alongside Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe about the North Korea crisis and defended his language on North Korea.
The era of strategic patience is over. Some people said that my rhetoric is very strong. But look what's happened with very weak rhetoric over the last 25 years. Look where we are right now.
From Japan, Mr. Trump will go to South Korea, then China, Vietnam, and the Philippines. Former U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said Monday that the Iran nuclear agreement was working and that the decision by U.S. President Trump to decertify the agreement was made without any facts whatsoever and just pulled out of the sky.
The Iran nuclear agreement is working. It is doing precisely what it was set up to do. I've heard some people, including the President of the United States, say it's a violation, there's a violation of the spirit of the deal. Well, as one of the principal negotiators of that agreement, let me just say to you, there was no spirit of the deal. There is no spirit of the deal. The deal is contained within the four corners of the agreement itself, period.
Kerry told an audience at Chatham House in London that the decision to focus entirely on the nuclear issue and not problems such as Iran's missile program and interference in the region was deliberate and strategic.
If you're going to deal with an Iran or any country, not just Iran, by the way, that is acting in your judgment outside of the norms of global behavior, it is better to deal with that country if it doesn't have a nuclear weapon than if it does.
Speaking of Iran, the Saudi-led coalition battling Houthi rebels in Yemen announced Monday it was temporarily closing off Yemen's land, sea, and airports as it further accused Iran of being behind a missile attack on Riyadh. Iran contends that they are not helping the Houthis. Newly leaked documents show U.S. Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross shares significant business interests through a shipping venture in Russia with President Vladimir Putin's son-in-law and an oligarch subject to American sanctions. Ross did not disclose the Russian business link when he was confirmed by the U.S. Senate as Commerce Secretary. Ross says that he removes himself as Commerce Chief from matters related to transoceanic shipping and consults with the agency's ethics appeals to ensure the highest ethical standards. Joe Palca in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.